Well, we're about to introduce a pretty amazing woman of God, and that is Madeline Harper. So I want you guys to go absolutely crazy for her.
Thank you. You guys can take your seats. Madeline. Come on, girl. It's definitely Madeline, but it's Maddie. Everyone say Maddie. Who's Madeline? Beautiful name, Mum and Dad, but kind of makes me shiver a bit. I feel like I'm in trouble. You know that name when you get it? Like Madeline. That's like, you know what's going down. Then if they throw in the middle name, it's like, run. Madeline Kate Harper. Ooh. Everyone go, ooh. How are we all doing, church? Are we good? Can we just give a massive round of applause to every kid and every youth that was on stage today? Oh. Are they not amazing? It's pretty scary to get up here. And some of those kids, especially beautiful little Arabella. Oh my goodness. I came in this morning and I really wanted a youth kid to pray over the prayer request. And being my unorganized self, forgot to notify anyone. And basically grabbed her this morning and was like, babe, can you pray? And she was like, yes, ready to go. So how beautiful. Can we give it up for her? All right, well, I feel like I have so much to tell everyone. So I think I'm going to start with a few my announcements. I do have a word to preach, Dad. We're going to hear the word of God. But before that, I just want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the life of my youth. And I'm going to start with a pretty exciting little announcement. So we're going to turn to the screens if the team up the back is ready. I'm just going to watch something quickly. So turn your heads to the screens.
I got a new light that's in my eyes. It's no surprise, my hope is coming from the skies. Look around, my feet is almost off the ground. I heard that trumpet sound and now I'm never looking down.
Always keep your head up, don't look down. My mama told me, always keep your head up, don't look down. Take a good look ahead, see beyond what you see.
There it is. So we are officially announcing My Camp 2018. Everyone say My Camp. Everyone say Your Camp. My Youth. Your Youth. There we go. We get the trend. I'm not saying that it is My Camp, but it's My Camp. And that's the reason why we stick with the name My Youth as well, is because I love that when a kid say where they say they go to My Youth. Like, it's automatically personalizing it to them. And so this is My Camp, and we're going to be inviting everyone to My Camp so it becomes their camp, amen? And so we thought we would get it out there in the open nice and early, because we're planning to just go big this year. We just want this to be the biggest and most incredible camp we've ever had. And so, of course, it's going to be in the September holidays like we did last year. We used to do the winter camp game. It was very cold. Very, very cold. And so we tried spring camp last year. And kids, what do we reckon? Definitely sticking with spring. There was a bit of more sunshine. It was still a bit chilly, but, you know, we weren't getting frostbite. Kids weren't going home with pneumonia. And we were all good. So we're going to stick with September. But also, okay, team, let's see if we can assemble quickly. If you're on the My Youth team, I need you to run to the stage. Mostly if you're wearing your jumper. Yep, they're all doing it. Look at this. Can we give them a round of applause? So another thing is, if you notice why we're all in massive hoodies on a Sunday, it's kind of getting cold, so it makes sense. But we are officially also selling My Youth merch as fundraising for the camp. So this is the first. If you want to give a spin, share them. So if you all turn up the back, we have a couple of them for sale, but we're going to be doing pre-orders. And basically, it's youth. It's merch for the youth, but adults, it's a hoodie. It's getting cold. Rock it. Be a part of our family. I mean, represent us. Obviously, any proceeds are going to go to help fundraising towards getting kids to camp. And as we get closer, you know, we'll be doing things like feeding you and everything else that we get done to get everyone there, because we want all the kids there. Amen? Yeah. We don't want money to be an issue. So give these guys a massive round of applause. You can take your seats. I was very impressed at that assemble. I thought I was going to have to call you all out. Amazing. Also, we just spent the past 3 days as a youth ministry at Intensify Conference. I don't know if you guys heard us talking about that, but on the Friday night, we need a bus in Jesus' name if anyone can hook us up. But we trained / card about 35, 40 of us out to a conference in Liverpool, and it was incredible. What do we think, kids? Was it good? It was a really good time. And we've just finished up our first term, and like the boy said, we start back this Friday, 7 p.m. If you have a kid from year 5 all the way through to year 12 and just across the year 12 line, if they've just graduated, we still let them in. Bring them along. Bring them along and come and talk to any of our leaders, and we'll get them there. But that is the update. Do you feel updated? I'm always giving you a lot of information, but did you get it? Is it all good? Are you excited? Excited to be in the house of the Lord. All right, well, I'm going to preach now. Is that all right? And I haven't told the back desk, but I'm going to be preaching from Exodus 3 and 4. I'm going to be jumping around a bit. These guys are amazing. Let's give them a round of applause as well. Rachel and Javon. I love the screens and everything. Yeah, and Sam. Sorry, Samuel as well. Amazing on the sound. Killing it. They sound good, yeah? Samuel. All right, well, when I was in high school, I used to work in a part-time job. Who had a part-time job in high school? Any of us? What were some of the adults' part-time jobs in high school? What did we do? Florists? Shoes? Payless Shoes? A record store. Of course, Ann Rayner worked at a record store. How cool is that? There it is. When I was in high school, I worked at Boost Juice. Anyone ever been to Boost Juice? Yes, that was me. They called us Boosties. That was actually our name. You get the roster and it would say Boosty Maddie. Awesome. That's what you want to be called. I ended up working there for 3 years in high school. And you see some interesting people. I mean, not really. It's Boost Juice. You kind of get everyone. But the funniest thing is you have to call out the name. So you give us your name and we call it out. You come and get your drink. And sometimes we'd get the most interesting of people, and their names would really not match what they looked like. And so you'd get these massive big, we'd always get it about 8 a.m. or the gym junkie guys coming in for their like protein smoothies, which are like 90% sugar anyway, just putting it out there. But they'd come in and be like, oh, can I get the gym junkie? I'm like, awesome, that's ruining everything you just did, but okay. Literally titled a smoothie gym junkie to just get those suckers in there, and they fell for it. But anyways, they would come in, big buff, ready for the gym junkies, and you know, I'd be like, oh, can I get your name? And they'd be like, oh, Eugene. Sorry, what? It's Eugene. Okay, cool, Eugene, put it in, blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, the people who are serving it out, they'll call it out real loud, Eugene! And then they come up and they're like, oh, yeah, Eugene, grab it, go. Like, why wouldn't you just change it if you, like, you know, make it a nickname or something if you're really that not satisfied with it? But if you're not on register and you're just calling out the drinks, you just call out whatever you've got and you haven't seen who's ordered it yet. So sometimes you'll call out a name and the most unlikely person will come forward to claim the drink. And so lots of different and interesting people. But God uses different and interesting people. Amen? Yeah. And at this conference in Intensify that we just went to, their whole I guess theme of the conference was Here I Am. And they had these shirts and jumpers and posters and everything was about Here I Am. Here I am, God, use me. I'm here, whatever you need me to do, use me. One of my favorite stories of a Here I Am moment that was a little bit more called upon than Here I Am is the story of Moses. And if you have Exodus, you can probably bring it up. But basically, if you don't know the story of Moses, where you been? But if you if you don't know it, basically Moses he's attending to his flock of sheep out with the herd, and he comes to like a mountain area, and there's a burning bush. You know the story, and God ends up calling him from within the bush. And in verse 3 to 10, God says, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And then as it goes on, Moses kind of has it out with God. And he's like, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites to Egypt? And he's giving God every excuse he can. And God's just coming back with him like only God would with anything he could just say to just shut it down and be like, you're going to do it. And he's saying, who am I that I should go? And God says, I will be with you. And this will be the sign to you that it is who I have sent you when you have brought the people out of Egypt. And then as it goes on, he keeps arguing and he says, what if they ask who you are? And he says, you tell them I am who I am. And then he says, what if they don't believe me? What if they don't listen? What if they doubt that you are really God and that you really appear to me? And God just replies with, what's in your hand, with what's in your staff, I will use that. And he just, everything that Moses doubts and all the questions he comes up with, what about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? God just is like, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. I'll give you the words. I'll give you what you need to do. And they have it out, and he ends up showing him, you know, with the staff in his hand. He says, take this staff, throw it on the ground, and I'll turn it into a snake. And that's what you do in front of Pharaoh, and they will know that I am God. And he continues to have it out, and Moses says in verse 10, if you can bring it up, he says, who gave human beings their mouths? This is what God says to him. He says, who gave human beings their mouths? Who makes them deaf or mute? Who gives them sight or makes them blind? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go and I will help you speak. And the thing I found interesting about this, and I never properly like actually looked into this detail, is the Lord, he starts getting angry with Moses basically. And he says, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? And he says, Aaron is good at speaking. And Aaron, I'll send Aaron with you and he can speak with you and go with you. And if you keep reading in Exodus, it actually says that they came before Pharaoh and they spoke before Pharaoh. But you kind of see it put out as, you know, Moses is the glory guy that kind of gets all the glory for getting the people out of Egypt. But if you read in the word, it actually says that they went before Pharaoh. So the scary parts of speaking to Pharaoh, Aaron was actually right beside him helping him speak because Aaron was the confident one in speaking, but God was using Moses. And so I believe that there's people in this house that God is specifically calling you to things. And whether he's asking you to do something, whether it's to speak up in a situation that needs to be spoken up, whether it's to step up, whether it's to lay aside, whether it's to serve, whether it's to be involved, whether it's to gather people, whether it's to disciple people, whether it's to stand in prayer in behalf of your family, whether it's to be the man or woman of God within your family, whether it's to trust him with all areas of your life. I believe in a whole scale of things, individually, there's something that God is calling and placing on your life. And I want to bring encouragement in this message to kind of step forward and like this conference has been telling us, is to have those here I am moments. Because the second that you stand up and put aside all of your other things that might hold you back, all of your other desires, all of the other things that might make you not look to what God wants, the second that you put that all aside and say, actually, God, all my fleshly desires aside, here I am, that's when he will use you. And this whole conference, they've been saying that over and over again, and the kids have been singing it. But the thing is, it's kind of a dangerous thing to say when you say that to God, amen? Who's ever been in a situation where you're like, all right, God, here I am, and then he puts something crazy on your lap? Anyone ever been in a situation? Yes. But the thing is, just like in Moses' situation, he will go before you. He will give you the words. He will give you what is needed to say and to do it. I love the funny thing about this youth and this generation is I love how confident they are. I mean, you can walk up to a beautiful little, is she 11? Arabella, you 11 girl? She's 11. We can walk up to a beautiful little 11-year-old and say, babe, I want you to pray. And she would just get up here and straight fire the prayer in 2 seconds. And I love the confidence. If that was me at 11, I would have been like, ha, 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 no. But I love that they have this confidence. And I believe that they have this carefree and confident attitude because they're a generation that was built on the shoulders of a generation that went before them and paved ways for them. I'm 100% certain that I'm on this stage and any kid that's ever, you know, in ministry or even just ministering to people in their lives are there because of people that have gone before them. And the thing I love about the Moses story and staying on the area of him, Moses being the typical hero, is that I believe there's some people who need to play the role of Moses and God's calling you to do something specific. But I also believe that there's some people in this room that need to step into the role of Aaron. And so maybe you're comfortable in speaking and there's a kid or there's a youth or there's someone, you know, it doesn't have to be young age. There could be other people in this room with the gift of preaching and of sharing the word. But they need that Aaron to come alongside them and be like, hey, I'm actually confident in this and I can walk with you and do it. Like, God's placed this on your life, but I can walk alongside you and help you do it. Do you guys hear what I'm saying? And so I think I'll always forever speak on the generations of leadership, because I'm so thankful and fully believe that I'm here because of the generations that have gone before me. I mean, my grandparents were prayer and ministering warriors. My parents are incredible pastors. And so I believe that is a massive part in what I am today. And unfortunately, especially for our youth and our kids in the community, genetically they might not have parents that are that for them, you know. But it's so exciting to see that, you know, there's kids in this room who are going to be the first generation Christians in their family, who are going to be the people that are going to bring Christ and like bring the word of God into their households. But in order for them to grow and to be discipled and to be taken from little babies into men and women of God, is they're going to need Aarons to come alongside them and walk alongside them. And so if I could get the keys up, or actually the full band, please. We spent a lot of time on games today, so I'm getting through this. How good was the game, people? Shout out to my dad and... if I just want to come back to verse number 14 and read this out again, it says, then the Lord's anger burns against Moses. So this is Moses saying that I still can't go. And this is what he says about bringing Aaron. He says, the Lord's anger burns against Moses. And the Lord said, what about your brother Aaron the Levite? I know he can speak well. He's already on his way to meet you and he will be glad to see you. You shall speak to him and put words in his mouth. I will help you both speak and will teach you what to do. He will speak to the people for you, and it will be as if it were in your mouth and if it were God to him. But take the staff in your hand so you can perform these signs with it. There's a greater capacity of what you think you can do in every single person in here. And my favorite thing about that passage where he talks about the staff is when Moses is literally begging God, please do not send me, what do I do? God just looks down at whatever's in Moses' hand. He happens to be a shepherd, he's holding a staff, and he says, what's in your hand there, that's what I'm going to use. And so whatever is in your hand, whether it's your kids' lives, whether it's your workplace, whether it's this church and serving in it and helping building in it, no matter how small it may seem, it's what's in your hand and it's what he's going to use. He used a stick to turn it into a snake and perform a miracle. So he can use your child's life and turn them into a preacher to the nations. He can take, you know, your day-to-day job at the record store and turn it into a place where you could minister or change someone's life or invite them to church or save them. There's no capacity that is minuscule in the eyes of God, and he will use whatever you have in your hands. And if I could get everyone to stand to your feet. I'm going to do two different altar calls today. And so firstly, if I could have every eye closed, I just want to speak to a group of people. If you are in this place and I don't know how you found your way here today, or it's your first time, it's your 50th time, but if you truly, truly stand there and think about where you are at with God right now, maybe you've never met God, maybe you've never experienced God, or maybe you've turned away for a moment, I don't ever want to leave this service without an opportunity for you to make things right with God. And so with every eye closed, if you're feeling in your heart that, you know, you want to make a rededication or you want to make a decision that, God, I actually want to have a here I am moment and I want to follow you and I want to rededicate to you and I want to live for you, I want to give you that opportunity. And so in a minute, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand with every eye closed. No one else is looking around. It's just for us to see, and someone will come and speak to you after and we'll pray. But I don't want to leave here without giving that moment. And so if you need to have a here I am God moment, I'm just going to ask you to raise your hand right now. If you want to make a rededication or say, you know what, God, here I am. Amen. And with every eye still closed, I want to make another sort of altar call. And this is to people that either feel like they're a Moses and God's calling you to something. He's had something on your heart for you to step out or for you to do or for you to speak into. He's put it on your heart. And you know that you know that you know that he's wanting you to just take that extra step. And you need to put aside stuff to come forward and say, you know what, God, I'm going to be the Moses in this situation that you're asking me to be. Even though I feel so inadequate, I'm going to be the Moses in this situation that you're asking of me. And I also want to speak to a group of people that maybe you are pretty confident in an area, but you feel it on your heart to help, to disciple, to come alongside. And you need to be an Aaron in a situation where you can come alongside someone, where you can help encourage and coach and grow them and be the voice for them until they can walk on their own. I actually want to open up the floor for people to come down to the front. If you say, you know what, I actually want to be a part of that. I actually want to make a decision to step out and be a part of that. Be a part of raising a next generation or being a part of stepping out into what God's called me to be. I don't want to stay back behind and keep living day to day, but I actually want to say, here I am. And so if that's you, I want you to come down to the front right now. Whether you're young, whether you're old, I want you to step out to the front right now. Say, you know what? I actually feel that God's putting that on my heart, and here I am at the front right now. And I'd love us if we can just go back into some worship right now, if the team is ready. And I just want everyone to lift your hands right now, whether you're at the front, whether you're at the back. Lord God, I thank you for every person down here the front, Father. I thank you that you are every word that we need. You are every encouragement that we need, Father, that you are all providing for us, Lord. And I just pray that a new generations of Moseses and Aarons will be raised up, Lord God. I pray for confidence into each and every individual, Father. I pray that capacities will be grown, Lord God. I pray that knowledge and understanding of you, Father, will be grown. Relationships will be strengthened. Families will come together and be restored and to know you, Lord God. I pray for growth in all capacities, Lord God. And as we enter into a time of worship, I just pray that you will reveal things to us right now, Lord God. I pray that you will answer things for us right now, Lord God. And you just take us into a moment with you right now, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Praise of your God.
church. You have no rival.
You have no right. You have no equal. Now and forever, God, you reign. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name above all names. What a powerful name.
I really feel that there's some people in this room right now that a spirit of inadequacy is really hanging heavy over your life. A spirit of not being able to do what he wants you to do, or not even being able to do what you think should be done. A spirit of being inadequate. And in this song and speaking of the power of the name of Jesus and the power of the same God that went with Moses before Pharaoh, the same God that called upon the waters, the same God that raised from the dead, is the same God that's living inside of you. And the second that he's inside of you, all inadequacy is removed. And so I just want to pray for people in this room. If you feel inadequate in any sense to anything he's called over your life, I just want you to lift your hands right now. And Father, I just pray against the spirit of inadequacy, and I pray your spirit into that situation, Lord God, that you will break this mentality, Father, that you are a God of miracles, you are an all-loving God, Father, that you can break and you can change, Father, and I just pray that you work within them right now in this time, Lord Jesus. I pray that any feelings of this will just be immediately removed and replaced with worth, Lord God, replaced with courage, Father, and confidence that you've implanted into them, Father. And I just pray that they would have those here I am moments where they can stand before you and say, God, inadequacy is removed because I am who you say I am. And Father, I just declare this over their lives right now. And I declare as we go out into these walls, Father, into our weeks, I pray blessing to this congregation, Lord God. I pray a spirit of change, a spirit of confidence into our lives, Lord God. And I just thank you for every person in this house. In your mighty name, everyone said, amen. Amen. All right. Now, if you walked in and didn't understand what happened here, you've walked into a mighty takeover service. And we kind of did this last time we took over. I still need the lights off because we're about to get crazy in here. I need all the adults to come to the front because we're going to finish with a song of praise. You are not too old to dance and praise the Lord God. Amen? You can pray, you can worship, but I need you to pray. So why don't you come down the front, come and join us, and we're going to go crazy for our last song.